Hello, bonjour, and welcome to Local First. I'm Candace Vetter, and today I'm speaking with Felix Vanoss, who is a new author in the area, and he's just put out a book of poetry, and he's about to have his launch at the Russell Library in Russell. It's the Russell branch, right?
Yeah, it is.
Okay, so thanks very much for coming into the studio, Felix.
My pleasure. Appreciate
it. And tell us about this project, and I understand you've got a you're one of those people that works on a lot of things, a lot of artistic endeavors. But we'll talk about the book first.
Yes, that is true. Well, thank you so much for having me. It is an honor. This is super exciting. Yeah, I've been working on this book for 2 years, at least in terms of editing it and making sure that it is a book. Some of the poems were written many years ago, like over a decade ago. And there's been a process of ruthlessly picking the best ones and changing them, so many of them don't look exactly how they looked when they were originally written.
Well, that's usually a good thing, right?
Yeah. If you're I have standards, unfortunately. But that process has been really fun and really cool, and people have been very supportive, like shockingly so. You know, like you worry making yourself vulnerable when you reveal your poetry, right? It's like very, very personal. So it takes a lot of guts to start out, but then you realize a lot of people feel similarly to you or feel seen by what you've written.
Good.
Thank you for supporting me as well.
Oh, it's our pleasure. We're always happy to support local artistic endeavors. So your book is out. You published through Amazon, I think.
I did. So do you want to hear how I came to that decision?
Yes.
Okay. So there are many options for writers. And a couple of my best friends are career authors and are much more professional about writing than I am, at least up until this point. Now I'm starting to get a lot more serious about it. These days, it's a bit difficult to get in with a quote-unquote real publisher, like one that's run by human beings.
Yeah, like the big New York houses and stuff like that.
Exactly. Like, they're just getting so many submissions, like there's physically not enough manpower and money to go through all of it. Now there's sort of a threat from artificial intelligence generated writing as well. There's a lot of like fake and low quality things that are coming in and flooding them. It's estimated that up to 60% of submissions to traditional publishers are now at very least partially written by AI. So that's a little bit scary. And yeah, publishers, even if they do pick you up, they take a lot of your revenue, they have opinions about your editing. So I had a very clear vision for this project. I wanted to maintain complete creative control. Amazon Kindle Direct Publishing, after spending quite a few years researching different options, Amazon Kindle was the best one for me. So far, it's going very well. But I am very fortunate because I am also an artist. So I was able to do all my own illustrations, my own cover design, my own formatting. And so as sort of a double or triple threat in terms of writing, art, and formatting, I was able to accomplish a lot for a very low cost myself.
That's great.
So thank you, Amazon. Oh, God. Didn't think I would say that, but thank you, Amazon.
And how do people, if people want to buy your book, how do they do that?
It is actually showing up to searches pretty quickly now. So yeah, you can just look up Felix Vanoss poetry on Google or directly on Amazon, and it will come up pretty quickly. I also have a website that's felixarts.ca, where you can see some of my other work that I do, because I also record music and things.
Do you want to read us a short poem?
Sure. There's a bit of a backstory to this, but you don't need it to enjoy the poem. But
we want it anyway.
Yeah. Okay. I'll start with the poem, and then I'll tell you the fun local tidbit. Bark stripper stands on felled trees flung down by split pipes, urbanites, some rot, but not fate. He straddles logs wide as I am tall, stacked loose but held fast by immense weight and friction. Gaps in the structure house chipmunks and toads and crickets and silvery spider homes. The surface of tree without bark is like silk to the touch and like gray-streaked brunette for the eyes. Caramel skin in burls with scars and bumps that make it so sweet, like maple. Maple it is, and there I go, round and down the curly wood trail. But he is still there with axe in hand, turning my love into nice, clean slabs.
Oh, I like it. I like it. Okay, tell us the story behind it.
So the very exclusive and local story behind this poem is that my parents had a silver maple tree that was at least 50 years old, probably closer to 75, and at least 100 feet tall, probably closer to 120. So it's a very large tree, and it had to come down. There were many strikes against it. It had rot. It was interrupting their pipes. The neighbors didn't like it. They were afraid of its branches coming down. But, you know, as a poet and an environmentalist, I, of course, was rather attached to that tree. I was a bit against it coming down. I didn't think it was time yet. Anyway, they decided it was time. So we thought, okay, well, my husband is into carpentry, and he wanted to use some of the wood potentially to make a workbench, make a new dining room table, you know, stuff like that. At least it wouldn't go to waste. So there was, unfortunately, a misunderstanding as the tree came down, where he had asked the guy bringing the tree down to deliver some logs to us, but he had to leave before the end of the process. And what ended up arriving at our house was the entire tree, many, many tons of tree. The guy delivering it, unfortunately, wasn't super experienced. And so upon dropping the last of the multi-ton pieces of tree, he actually hurt his truck.
Oh, no.
And so there was no way for us to tell him, can you actually take this somewhere else? The truck was broken and he was, you know, so he just left. And we felt a bit bad about that. So then it was in front of our yard for ages, and we were breaking it down ourselves. And we actually, a neighbor complained, so then we had a bylaw after us to get rid of it faster. So it was a whole process, but it was very beautiful seeing the tree at various stages in the process, seeing how quickly wildlife moved in. So yeah, so it's been cleared out now, quite a few months, a lot of effort went into it. I gained several levels in the lumberjack skill. Yeah, it was a process. So this was about that. This was inspired by watching my husband with his chainsaw working through it, and the beauty of the tree and the bittersweetness of it and the love for it. Yeah, this one had, like I say, there were several strikes against it. Many people feel it was time. So if that was going to happen anyway, we don't mind having some of it. We got all of it.
But that's good.
It is
better
good
to have all of it than none of it.
The fact that we got through it before bylaw crunched down on us means it's good. It could have been ungood, but it was fine.
Okay. So you are launching this book at the library on
Tuesday the 28th. I'll be there starting at 1 o'clock, and I'll stay at least until 5. Or until they close, if the turnout is good, you know? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And I'll be there with as many copies as I can get my hands on, and some chocolate that I'll be giving out with every purchase, if people like chocolate.
Oh, nobody likes chocolate. Well, we're just about out of time. Do you want to add anything before we sign off?
I guess I'll just say that I like to think this book has some universal appeal, that it's for everyone, but that it also is grounded in Canadian nature and Canadian values. So it sort of reflects the locality, but it is still, it has a lot of themes that are relatable to a lot of different kinds of people.
Great. Okay. Well, thanks so much for coming in. Again, really appreciate you taking the time. I'm Candace Vetter. This is Local First. I've been speaking with Felix Vanoss about his new book, If Your Heart is Burning. We're on CJRO Radio, last on the dial, and first for local news.